This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support. We have now entered the chapter of full-blown pandemic denialism. The WHO, one of its department heads, came out earlier today and said, there is no pandemic. What are you guys talking about? There's no pandemic. And we see a coordinated effort among the left-wing media and the tech giants to censor and even attack anyone who confirms that this is a biological weapon that was accidentally released by China. It's clearly engineered. All the evidence of genetic engineering is embedded in the virus genome itself. I mean, it's right there. It's like an open book. It actually is open source genetics. Any lab in the world that has a gene sequencer can look at this and they can confirm, yep, it's got the, there's the P shuttle vector. Yep, there's the SARS genes. There's the HIV components. This thing's engineered. And there's no genetic lineage for this virus either that would be traced back through the wild to its ancestors, for example. It doesn't exist because it was engineered in a lab. But you're not allowed to say that now. So the same WHO that roughly a week ago or so declared an emergency global pandemic is now saying, what pandemic? There's no pandemic. In fact, we're starting to see hints that this is going in the direction where the media and the tech giants are going to say that there are no biological weapons and there has never been a pandemic ever in the history of humanity. It's never happened. They're trying to rewrite history. They're trying to rewrite science. They're trying to reshape reality. That's how bad this is. And it makes me wonder, how is humanity supposed to counter this when the very structure of our twisted society is engaged in such cover-ups and such scientific fraud and such falsehoods and fake news from the coordinated CIA-run media? How are we supposed to counter a pandemic if no one will even acknowledge that it's real? It's astonishing. Because you see, the response that should be taken to a pandemic that's a bioweapon versus a pandemic that's just some natural mutation that came out of nature, those two responses are very different. If this came out of Mother Nature, just some random permutations and genetic mutations, then it probably would not be that severe in the long run. We wouldn't have to raise the alert level so much. You know, it wouldn't have additional features of being able to spread in stealth mode through the incubation period and be aerosolized or spread through casual contact and all these other things. But since it's engineered to have those traits, this is far worse than any virus that comes out of the natural world. This was built to be a weapon system to exterminate human life. And now we have a world government, a WHO, the CDC, the United States government, the Chinese government, the left-wing media, the tech giants, all of them conspiring to essentially side with the pandemic by tricking people into thinking that it doesn't exist. What do they say about the greatest trick of Satan is convincing you that he doesn't exist? Well, the greatest weaponization of a pandemic is convincing everybody that there's no such thing as a pandemic so that no one takes precautions. And then what happens when no one takes precautions? Well, more people die. It spreads. That is exactly the plan. That's the plan. This is a depopulation weapon. It has been deployed, probably accidentally, but the globalists are taking advantage of it to try to cause the maximum number of fatalities possible, even in the United States. They want people to die. The left-wing media wants people to die. They openly talk about it. They hate humans. They tell people don't have children. They say population is bad. They say that the only way to save the climate is to eliminate the human population on the planet. They talk about that every day, not even in the context of this pandemic. You add the pandemic into it. Now, they're basically cheering on the virus. They're cheering on the pandemic, and they're playing a trick on their own audience, saying it's not, it doesn't even exist, it's not real, no such thing as viruses or whatever. They're insane. And as a result, this is going to be far worse. Now, as of today, my best assessment is that this is completely out of control in China. The number of infections is growing exponentially. This has already outpaced SARS by more than 200%. It's blown away SARS and Ebola, by the way. It's in terms of the speed of its spread, the infectiousness, and so on. This is spreading like crazy. China claims a death rate of 2.1%. Of course, it's a cover-up because they're not counting the the people that they're executing. That's right. They're shooting infected people now and burying them in mass graves and then covering them up with bulldozers. This is sickening. I mean, I don't want to compare it to the Holocaust, but visually, probably some similar images, bulldozing bodies into ditches. That's what's happening in China, although, of course, it's nowhere near the numbers of the Holocaust. You know, historically, 6 million is what's, you know, generally understood to be the number. We're not there yet with the coronavirus, but it may get there in China. Now, can we contain it in the United States? Perhaps. We are still seeing more cases. We're still seeing person-to-person transmission in the United States. And the next 2 weeks are going to tell us a lot. It's possible we may be able to contain this first wave in the United States and Canada, North America. But once the bioterrorism wave is unleashed in America, it's very difficult to see how we will contain that. And that day is coming because this is now an open source bioweapon. But back in Asia, it's very difficult to see a scenario where this gets contained anytime soon. It's very difficult to see how Thailand handles this and contains it and stops all infections. It's very difficult to see any way that this would be stopped from spreading in China. And I've said before, the key date in all of this is February 8th. If we see no more new cases after February 8th, then that means the quarantine in China has worked. And if we see no new cases in America after February 8th, it means that we've stopped new infections from being introduced into America and we've probably got it contained. But if we continue to see new numbers after February 8th, then this is still out of control, spreading wildly, self-replicating, self-sustaining pandemic spread. But again, you're not allowed to talk about it. You will be banned. You will be demonized. You will be said to be scaring people instead of preparing people. While they, the establishment, claim there is no pandemic, there's no coronavirus, but that's probably coming next. What coronavirus? It doesn't even exist, they'll probably say. They're probably going to tell us there's no such thing as a bioweapons program. America doesn't engage in bioweapons, they'll say. These are all lies, of course. I mean, it's as absurd as saying that America doesn't have nuclear weapons. I mean, give me a break. You globalists are pathetic liars. You left-wing media lunatics, you're pathetic. No one believes you anymore. And the science establishment, no one believes you either. You're all a bunch of death scientists, death merchants. You push death, genetic engineering. You push vaccines that are laced with chemicals to harm children. You push toxic medications, massive global environmental pollution from your big pharma factories. You are death merchants, okay? No one believes you. And anyone foolish enough to believe you may in fact become a victim of this pandemic, depending on how far and wide it spreads. So it's very simple. If you're foolish enough to believe the mainstream media, then you might get killed by your beliefs because you'll fail to prepare. And if this thing gets loose in Los Angeles or Boston or any of the 7 airports that are currently receiving flights from China in the United States, there are 7 airports that have, quote, enhanced screening. And by the way, just to interrupt myself, the enhanced screening is so easy to defeat. All you have to do is take a dab of water and like a paper towel or a piece of tissue, a Kleenex, and dab your forehead with water right before you go through screening. And guess what? You won't show a temperature because your skin will be colder. You won't show a fever. It can be defeated with a bottle of water. And because of that, and the fact that the virus itself is operating in stealth mode and spreading, even during the incubation period, during which the people who have it don't even know they have it. You add up all those facts, how exactly is this supposed to be stopped? And especially once a terrorist group or some left-wing extremist group like Antifa what about these Bernie Sanders people that have been caught by Project Veritas talking about how they want to murder everybody, including liberals, by the way, and they want to burn down the cities and everything? What's going to happen if some of those nut jobs get their hands on this? They'll just go around spraying this everywhere, in every subway transport system, every department store, every movie theater all across America. And then how are you going to stop that? Huh? You can't. And denial doesn't stop pandemics. You can't just wish this away, liberals. Like, you think you can wish away your biology. There you are in your room deciding to become a transgender and you wish away your penis. Guess what? You still have a penis. Doesn't matter what you wished. You can't wish away a coronavirus because biology is real. And I know that we now live in a world where science says biology isn't real anymore, which is also insane. That's a completely different topic. Where the entire left-wing media says that men can get pregnant and women can be sperm donors, which is also totally insane. So they pretend that biology isn't real and that wishing controls the physical world. So they wish there's not a virus. They wish there's not a pandemic. Well, guess what? How are you going to wish when you're 6 feet under, dead from the infection? Because wishing doesn't work to change a pandemic, okay? You need to wash your hands. You need to do real physical things in the real physical world to protect reality, to protect your life, to protect your body's cells from this pandemic. But we can't even talk about that because we're now living in the age of total denialism by the establishment media and the tech giants, left-wing cultists, the science establishment, everybody, the climate change lunatics, total denialism about reality. And you cannot fight a pandemic from the view of denialism. Step one in beating a pandemic is to, like, number one, realize that there's a pandemic. Isn't that the first step in Alcoholics Anonymous, right? Isn't step one to say that you're an alcoholic? You can't beat alcoholism if you don't admit that you're an alcoholic. Everybody who's been to AA knows that. But when it comes to a pandemic, no one's willing to admit it. I think maybe I should start a group called Pandemic Anonymous, where people come in, like scientists come in. Welcome to Pandemics Anonymous. And they stand up. Hi, I'm Bob. I'm a virologist, and I admit there's a pandemic. Like that, that's what we're going to have, but only in secret, in silence, behind closed doors. You know, you can't put this on YouTube or you'll get banned. You can't talk about it publicly or your lab will be shut down. All your grant money will be taken away, of course. Pandemics Anonymous. How about that? That's what we need. First, we have to admit there's a pandemic and we can't even get that done. So what does that mean? What does that tell you about where this is going in our world when the world controllers, the liars who run the tech industry, who run the media, who run science and governments and the WHO, when they won't even admit that this is a pandemic, how are we supposed to fight it? So you can now count on them to cover up all the truth about the number of infected and the number of dead, even in the United States. As of this day, I don't even trust the CDC's numbers anymore. They say there are 11 confirmed infections in America. How do we know that's not 1,100? We don't. Because they're lying to us constantly. I guess it'll just come to the day where, you know, your family member just dies from the coronavirus, and then a bunch of people show up in biohazard suits and tell you that didn't happen. And you're supposed to imagine that they're still alive. Or your coworkers just start disappearing and dying, and you're told, nope, that's not happening. They just quit, but they're dead. You're now required to live in total denial of reality. But what else could be the outcome of a society that's rooted in delusion and mass mental illness? Of course, this is where it was going to end up. And this is why the pandemic might actually succeed in wiping out maybe 5% of humanity or something like that. Who knows? Because people just cannot accept that it's happening. And so they do nothing. Well, that's not a good way to be a prepper, by the way. That doesn't work. I mean, to defeat Hitler in World War II, we first had to acknowledge that there was a Hitler. You want to defeat a pandemic? You need to accept that it's a pandemic. End of story. And all the lies in the mainstream media don't change biological reality. They're lying to you. I'm the one telling you the truth, but you already knew that. So spread this message everywhere that you can without getting banned, I guess. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, publisher of naturalnews.com, creator of brighteon.com. Watch my videos and listen to my podcasts there. And thank you for listening. There's a lot more coming. Get prepared, because this is going to be way worse than it should have been because of this denialism. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product.
We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger Store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.